This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. India on Saturday achieved a significant milestone in one of the largest vaccination drives in the world as it announced it has administered 500 million COVID-19 doses in 208 days. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is, quote, administering more doses a week than the population of many countries in the world. India opened free vaccination for all adults starting June 21st, when the country vaccinated a record more than 8 million doses in a day, with numbers trending down since then. The world's second largest country has reported an average of 30,000 to 40,000 new coronavirus cases every day since July, and the federal government has warned that although cases have dipped from a high of 400,000 daily at the peak of the deadly second wave, the danger is not yet over. Riot police on Saturday fired water cannons, tear gas, and rubber bullets to deal with a crowd of several hundred young anti-government protesters. The demonstrators threw rocks, bottles, fireworks, and fired slingshots at the clash in Bangkok as it descended into an hours-long confrontation. Video shows several people being treated for apparent injuries at the scene, including at least one policeman. The march was called off in the early evening, but disturbances continued, with many in the crowd continuing to hurl objects at police. The protesters are demanding the prime minister's resignation over his handling of the coronavirus crisis, which has seen the number of confirmed cases spiraling and the healthcare system stretched to the limit. Thailand reported a new high of nearly 22,000 new cases on Saturday, with 212 deaths. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Wildfires rampaged through some of Greece's last remaining forests for yet another day Saturday, after burning scores of homes, businesses, and farms during the country's worst heat wave in three decades. One of the massive fires advanced through a national park north of Athens in one of the last sustainable forests near the Greek capital. The blaze sent choking smoke across the capital region, where authorities set up a hotline for residents with breathing problems. In apocalyptic scenes overnight and into Saturday morning, ferries evacuated more than 1,000 people from a seaside village and beaches on an island after approaching flames cut off other means of escape. More than 100 fires have broken out across Greece over the past few days. A local official in the south estimates that around 70% of her area has been destroyed. Iran on Saturday rejected as, quote, baseless allegations by G7 foreign ministers that it was behind a deadly drone attack on a tanker off Oman last week. Tehran has strongly denied having any link to the July 29th attack on an oil tanker operated by an Israeli company, but has faced an increasing wave of accusations in recent days from Israel and its allies. A British security guard and a Romanian crew member were killed in the attack. Iran's foreign minister claims the tanker attack and accusations against Iran were a manufactured, quote, scenario, questioning the timing before Iran's new president, Ebrahim Raisi, took the oath of office just days ago. Protesters took to the streets across France on Saturday for the fourth weekend in a row to rally against a new health pass 2 days before new rules come into force. The new requirements, championed by President Emmanuel Macron, make it mandatory to have either a full course of vaccination against COVID-19 or be in possession of a negative test to enjoy usually routine activities. Macron, who faces re-election next year, hopes the new rules will encourage all French to be vaccinated against COVID-19 and defeat the virus and its fast-spreading Delta variant. But opponents who have turned out in the streets in the past few weeks argue that the rules encroach on civil liberties in a country where individual freedom is prized. From Monday, the health pass will be needed for restaurants and cafes. It will be required on intercity transport, including high-speed trains and domestic flights. The pass has already been required since July 21st to visit cultural venues such as cinemas, theaters, and museums. The Interior Ministry said over 200,000 people turned out last weekend, and more than 160,000 the weekend before the protest. Police do not expect the numbers to decrease this weekend. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.